Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
School of Sustainability of Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific comes to an end. The role of Japan and South Korea in dirty energy. Herring Kim is one of the young people who participated in the School of Sustainability of Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific, which came to an end on Wednesday in the Indonesian South Lampang Regency, Lampang Province. She is member of KFEM, Friends of the Earth South Korea, and is also participating for the first time in the biennial general meeting of Friends of the Earth International that is taking place in South Lampang. The School of Sustainability started on Saturday with over 20 participants from several countries of Asia and the Pacific. Coal-based power plants and the role of South Korea and Japan in the promotion of these industries, forest fires in Indonesia, energy policies in South Korea, the thoughts about nuclear energy in her country after the Fukushima disaster in 2011 are some of the issues discussed by Herring Kim in the interview with Real World Radio. The activist also made reference to her experience at the BGM and highlighted the struggles of Friends of the Earth International for environmental justice, system change, and people power.
Real World Radio is speaking with Herring Kim. She is a member of KFEM, Friends of the Earth South Korea. First of all, Herring, welcome to Real World Radio.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Herring, you have been participating here in South Lampung, in this regency of the sustainability of school of the Asia-Pacific region. I would like to know what are your thoughts, your evaluations about that.
Actually, I have been working KFM for 1.5 year, so I've been experiencing some of things. But this is my first time to learn about the very specific system and very specific strategies. So it would be really helpful for me to progress my movement. Yeah, especially we are learning about the power map, which is really helpful for to think about who is our allies, who is our opponents. Yeah, so those kind of things is really like strategical and then really helpful for me.
Which have been, in your opinion, the most important topics that you or people from different countries in the Asia-Pacific region have been talking about and sharing?
I could say two huge problems we face in the Asia-Pacific area. First one is coal power plants. And second issue is the forest fire in Indonesia. Japan and Korea is the biggest country who export coal power plants. And then also Korean and Japanese governments support a lot of money to the companies who is making the coal-fired power plant. So those kind of issues really important because they export a lot of coal to the Vietnam, Philippines, Indonesia, and those kind of Asia-Pacific region. And the second thing is the forest fire issues in Indonesia. You know, last year, huge forest fire happened in Indonesia, and then a lot of people got disease. And then a lot of the other countries got suffered from the haze issue. And then Japanese corporate and Korean corporate and Malaysia corporate and the other international corporates are doing palm oil plantation in Indonesia. They should take their responsibility to destroy the forest, and they should take their responsibility to the making the forest fire in Indonesia.
Okay, so you have been also speaking about the drivers of deforestation, especially in the region. Yeah. What have you reflected about who are the responsible for those forest fires?
Yeah, definitely the corporates, especially the multinational corporates like Wilmar and Musimars, and which is also including the Korean Indonesian company Corindo. They burned the forest and they destroyed a lot of hectares of Indonesian tropical forest.
Okay, Herring, what about the nuclear power plants, which in Asia is really a huge problem too?
Yeah. You know, actually, the Korea is the highest density of the nuclear power plants. Okay. Yeah, we are the over 55 nuclear plants we have. And then Japan is also like of our situations. And then those two kind of countries want to export the nuclear power plants and or nuclear materials to the other countries, which is really, serious problem. And as you know, 2011, there has some kind of accident. I mean, the Fukushima nuclear power plant's explosion accident, which was the really biggest accident in the Asia-Pacific region in the whole world. So we are demanding our government to phase out all the nuclear power plants and then not to export to the other countries.
Okay, Helen, and I was going to ask you something related to Fukushima. What could you say about the population's view in South Korea and in Japan about this kind of energy after especially this disaster?
Okay, before the Fukushima accident, actually the Korean people do not think nuclear power plants are seriously. They think nuclear power plant is clean and cheap energy, and which is really good for us or something like this. But after the accident, many of Korean people changed their mind, and then many public participated in our campaigning to phase out the nuclear power plants. And I think it's also similar in Japan people. So we need to more cooperate with together, and then we need to, how could I say, we need to assist our opinion to both Korea and Japanese government.
Okay, taking this opportunity of being in this interview with you, Helen, I would like to ask you which other topics are important specifically in your country related to environmental issues?
I might say the energy policy issue is really important for in Korea situation. As I told you before, 40% of energy source is coming from the coal and 30% is coming from the nuclear. In total, 70% of energy has come from the coal and nuclear, which is really bad energy solutions, which is bad energy policy. So we are keep demanding our government to change our energy, like into the renewable energy. But in Korea, only 1% renewable energy has existed. So we think that, which is really important and serious problem of the energy policy issue.
Okay, Helen. So this is the first edition of the Sustainability School in the Asia-Pacific region of Friends of the Earth International. What about the experience sharing with other people? How do you evaluate that, and what do you expect for the future related specifically to the school?
I want to improve this global sustainability, like into more, how could I say, more spread and more biggest networks of the Asia-Pacific youth groups, such as like the Asia-Pacific youth environmental groups. We need more youth groups, and we need more young people to work at the environmental justice, work for the social justice, because if young people don't say anything, the world is not going to change. So I'm planning to make our global sustainability more bigger, and then.
And finally, Helen, what can you say about your participation here and in the Biennial General Meeting? How are you seeing this new experience for you too?
This is my first time for attending the BGM, but it's really impressed to me because a lot of people from all around the world, and then they are talking another languages, but we could understand something. I mean, we could feel something in what they are thinking about when they are talking about. We could feel like how they really want to system change. They really want to environmental justice. They really want to people power now. So it's really good to see all of them to think like me, you know what I mean? Yeah, I feel like I couldn't meet my comrades for my life, so it's a really nice experience for me.
Okay, Helen Kim from KFEM, Friends of the Earth, South Korea, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo-Wai.